That's Shin Pei Aleph. The middle of the Chesn, the ninth Chesn and Nefesh, where he divided the activities of a man in three categories. Chavis Havobos, which only depends in the heart. Chavis Havobos Vamaisim, together, which goes together the goof, and then Chavis Haevenim alone. And everyone has to have a special Chesn. Let's see. This part you have to be fully designated to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I said, there's no compromise. But that means flat. You have to deliver left to Kodesh Baruch Hu 100%. So with the second one. In Yisasek, when he has to do the joint field in which goes the mitzvah, Eivirim B'tchovos together, Yachdov together, for instance, Ketfila davening, which has to sit, plus the Mechavim, Shevach, it seems like praising Hashem. Now, how do you mean Yachdov all the mitzvah to Kodesh Baruch Hu together? You find a gufoy, you call the mitzvah Oilem Azev or Oilem Abo. He has to make available his goof and should empty out his goof, and he should try to get away from all any other activity. Not even any other mitzvah. If finally go in the kol machshavah shematiyus asmiyin afkila. For instance, when you daven, you love davening. You're not supposed to learn when you're not oilam avor. You're not supposed to think about business when you're not oilam azeh. And also physically, you're supposed to be mefanali. You're not supposed to do anything else. Don't sweep the floor while you're davening, or something like that. You have to dedicate both of them totally. If finally go in the kol machshavah shematiyus, you have to be mefanali. All the machshavot which is matridim, which is what's called matrid, troubling him. Minyan atfila. Is achas shenake as after many cleansings, the yirchas mukol atenufim, and after he washed himself from all the tenufim alachluchim from the shmut, the yirchas mukol reyachra, but I'm going to say, goes after every bad thing. Achas kachiyala, he was then going to bring up an answer. Me mecham betzilosa, and who is the mecham betzilosa? Mame vakishba. What is he asking of kushba? Mame dabber. What is he talking about? The Mila of Tfilah from the voice of Tuvinyona. This is Tfilah. So he has to be a make all kinds of acholos to prepare to cleanse himself and so on and so on to make sure that he's getting totally. But that is Shinoka Milois. You should know that the words Yena Belushan Kiklip Shviyena Belushan, the words which he's saying, Yena Belushan, should be in his tongue Kiklipo, like the shell of a seed. Just like you have a seed, and the seed has a shell. The main thing is the seed. What is the seed? The kavona. And the milo, the word, is nothing more than a dressing. It's a shell from the outside. But Ian the milo is in thinking what you say is kalef. Has to be like a heart.
But why a seed and a fruit?
The fruit, the same thing. That's the main thing. But filo, and the tefillah is kaguf, like a body. It's like the body, the eon, and the thinking of this, the machshava is keruach, is like the neshama. You know, the neshama of the tefillah is the machshava, and the body is nothing more than, and that's the word. Actually, Busif Shah, even making a joint deed, which is maisa and lef, chavis ha'evrim and chavis ha'alvovas. What do we need to? Because this thing is just like a man. Has a body, has a neshama. You can't have a neshama without a body, and the body without a neshama is worthless. If it's filo b'loi kavona, it's kiguf b'loi neshama. The neshama of the deed is the kavona, and the guf of the deed is the ma'aseh. Therefore, we need a ma'aseh. So therefore, we have to dedicate both HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to give up the entire deed, which is the guf, and we have to give up the entire lev, which is the neshama. If somebody is misfalad, a misfalad b'l shoynoi, and he's mispalin with his tongue. The Libra Toru, the Bahar of Bib Zila, Sinya Tfilah, something else, she lost a good Beloi Ruach. Oi, Smoch Machai Gimel. It was very bad to the Shtikr. And I wanted to say there's a certain exception, I wanted to say certain Shat, that you know, if not, we never Yoyse Tfilah, who could be Yoyse Tfilah?
Right.
Okay, now Yoyse Tfilah. And I wanted a certain Shat. But I said, maybe, let's see, finishing, then the Alamah, you saved me. Okay. Beautiful thing. Tfilah, it could clip a Beloi Lev. Mitzvah Shigufa, Nimtza, Velibu Barima, it's philosophy. Okay, but I wanted to say, but he says it. He says it in two words. We have to know as follows. There's two types of tefillahs. There is a tefillah of the Avdei B'chol Levav Kol Tzichrei Hashem at your own heart. Whenever you have a need, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and talk to him. Ask him. Okay? The mitzvah of tefillah in this respect is the action turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the mitzvah of tefillah? You have a need, you come to me. Child, come to daddy. And the child always turns to daddy. That in itself is an accomplishment. You turn to daddy. You don't take stinking, you can't take, nobody will take your care beside you. You have only one daddy. So there's a mitzvah from tefillah. The mitzvah Esther derives from tefillah, the Rambam, and all of them agree, is when a yid has a need, any kind of a need, turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem, help me, give me this and this and this and this. This you say in any lashon. This you have to express in English, and in any nusach. You say it like a child, you express your heart. That's the real tefillah. Then there is organized tefillah. Tefillah, which is organized by Avshik Nesef HaGdoyle, which is Vimkom Karbonas, Avram Tikim in Shachris, Yifa Tikim Milcha, Yaakov Tikim Mairiv, which the world is. Without a void, that's a void of infinite, a void of the good of Chasorim. Without that, the world cannot stand. And this is something which they organized and they programmed it, as the Nefesh HaChaim brings, that every tefillah has been pre-programmed by the Avshik Nesef HaGdoyle, and they put in all the Kavonas, which is pushing buttons. It's a program, just like a computer, they have a beautiful programmed computer, and you have to do this every day. Every morning you have to put in data, you have to push certain buttons, and every morning it has this printout, feeds, and every noon and every afternoon, and this is programmed till Melech HaMashiach for every Jew, for every generation, for every minute, for every situation, for every day. Even Tilem is a program thing. Tilem I put in the category of Tfilah, organized Tfilah. David HaMelech was Livon Shel Yisrael, was the heart of the Am Yisrael. In the heart feels every organ. And David HaMelech was his father in Tilem, was organized Tilem, that for every Yid, for every Eish Tzorah, for Eish Simcha, for every situation, once expressed things to Hashem, you pick up the Tilem. I did not once, not twice. I'm, unfortunately, a very bad Tilem. But me, Tfilah is not an organized. For me personally, the organized Tfilah, I haven't got time for organized Tfilah. And I tell you why, because I'm more busy with the natural tefillah, with the Torah digit tefillah. I'm more busy with that. I need tefillah. A Jewish lechayda should be a piece of tefillah, 24 hours of tefillah. Of course, when you're playing golf and you're playing basketball, you don't have to give up to Miss Fala, right? Your team should win. But if you're involved, what brings you to be always in tefillah? Brings you to be always in tefillah because you're always involved in trouble. Always involved in tzuras, always involved in problems, and always involved in decision making, always involved in crucial decision making, always involved in aces and in asking things. So you know that you're alone, you know that you can't do anything, so automatically you close to Hashem. But Lamai said, I'm still not supposed to deliver my organized tefillah. I mean, this little guy has to put in shachas, mechamav, the world stands on it. And Baruch Hashem, he did it for me. They broke, answering started a program to me. Now, over there, I could say, listen, I come to shachas, my head is not in my place. I can daven the way I can merge my avoider, my personal filler, with this organized filler because my head is really not there. So why shouldn't daven? No, you have to daven. Just push the button, say right, the word to be a mind. Over here, even you're not machaven. You're just machaven, you're to miss the filler, just the basic thing. And even you have had wonders away, you still you did your thing. You're working on a loaded computer with Amshek Nesidol loaded for you. All you have to do only to believe that this is a loaded computer. You have to believe that this filler is the world stands on, and this is something which you have to deliver, and you could do it. You could do it. But if you do it that way only, and you don't have any personal filler, then you're not your personal avoider. There's a duty which you have to do, the organized filler. By the way, women are portrait of organized filler. Women are portrait of organized filler. Therefore, those people who stress on the wife to dam shemenefet, to dam shachet, to dam micha marev, and for them it's a strain, and they're just doing it just with not being mechavis, pure stupidity, because they don't deliver anything with that filler. What they do deliver with filler, they don't have any heart because they put in heart. But then the filler is the heart, because they take the personal filler and put them into words. But if they can't say the words with kavona, better they shouldn't say. Let them stay by the egg frying eggs and say, talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem help me, the egg should come out, my husband should love it. And that's a mitzvah says the rice of filler. That's the real filler. You don't have to stand Shem and Ezra, and then the egg should be burnt, and then the husband should be married. You're not letting me daven with Shem and Ezra. This is totally out of context of Yiddishkeit. There's nothing to do with it. Because people don't understand the fundamental basic things. Now, looking at me, I'm speaking to you. took anything away from you?
No.
No, okay.
You feel mad?
No.
Because you came with you, that's all.
Okay. Okay. Okay, now, when he speaks about filler as an avoider, which is a goof in Machshava, which has to be totally dedicated to Hashem and nothing else should be entered, I wanted to say that Chavisul speaks in a filler which is your filler, not the organized filler. Organized filler, you yoitse, even you're not mechavim. If you say Shem and Esther, you have to equally mechavim the first three brochas, the last three brochas, the middle brochas, even not mechavim, you said your words. You said your words, you were yoitse to me. It's not a call up in filler. However, if you put in the Shem and Esther your own personal filler, you only drink personal filler, then you have to be mechavim, because the personal filler, you're coming to a king, you're coming to your father, and then you're talking, you're blabbing, you don't know what you're talking about, gives you a patch. Okay, so you come to me, talk to me, be with me. When we go to Hashem, it's our personal filler, you have to be there. Now, what's the difference between organized filler and personal filler? Organized filler has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, that's organized filler. Even if it's still preferable to daven Lashon HaKodesh without understanding than daven in English with your understanding, if you can. However, personal filler has to be your language. You have to understand what he's saying, 100%. You're talking to Hashem. And if someone is ever going to have a personal pray and daven to Hashem in a different language, doesn't understand, it's not right. Therefore, I say tilim depends. If I have no head to say tilim, I have no head to it's not my personal film, and I have a few moments, and I grab a film and says, let me shoot some rockets, some bombs, which has been programmed by David HaMelech, I would say tilim, even after in the heaven. Okay? So somebody takes it, and you have to say tilim pain. Two ways of davening, you could say tilim. But if your tilim doesn't let you give you the kavana, or you could say kavana, you could be with a Kodesh Baruch Hu and asking, begging, losing, say, oh, okay, not a phone, not a sign of the Kodesh Shalem, and beneath him, and this and this, and it hurts us, and this. That's a different type of tilim. The two megamazai, megamazal, tanachadech, we need both. Now, big Jews, they could put in a personal tilim in the organized tilim, they merge them together. That's a kavala de gazach, they need proper achonah. But if you can do which is preferable, of course the personal tilim is preferable. But meanwhile, while you do personal tilim, you still don't let go the organized tilim. When you pick up the tilim, down for the choyle, it says, I'm not over the mail. He's mispalatim on me, pushing the right button. So the difference is the language. What does the Chodesh Rabbi say here? Kishispalel. When he davens, I'm mispalel bilshoinoi. If he's mispalel, it's his language. Yeah? So obviously, Chodesh Rabbi himself admits, says, yeah, I'm talking of a tilim which is his tilim, not the organized tilim. All the things which you have to say, the tefillah has to be dedicated 100% to Hashem, nothing, his heart, his words, everything, nothing aside, is ke-yispalel. The one when he dams, ha-mispalel b'shoyn, he dams with his language, ve-liboy, torut, ve-zila, finya, tefillah, and his heart is busy something else, tefillah is a guf lo-riyah. Then it's this tefillah is a guf lo-riyah, tzitaz and Hashem. Uke-klipa b'lo-ilev, like the shell without the seed. Mifim she-guf on him, his body is seed, ve-liboy b'alima, it's tefillah, but his heart is not b'tefillah. Ukumar Omer HaKos, as the Pasuk says, this nation comes forward to me to be mispalel. Only the seed will be supposed to keep doing it. Only with his lips and his mouth, the mechabazi. But leave my rochak from many. But the heart is far distant away.
The criticism is only on the bekosha aspect of
only bekosha. But he doesn't say it on organized tefillah. Shachus nichalachas v'sholem. No, nishtuzay. Even you're not mechabazi. It's a tefillah. It's a kosher course complete. About it has to be the kavana api alocha. The first three brochas, the last three brochas, Shema Yisrael, the first posik. But if somebody says Shema Yisrael after, and it's not Mechavan every word, he accomplished certain things. You are not yet your personal tefillah. That's a mitzvah derabbanan, by the way. All the organized tefillah is a derabbanan. It's also a very sad thing that most of us, we all daven three times a day. And hardly a person is Mekayim, mitzvah says the rice of tefillah. Because all the three tefillahs is derabbanan. The mitzvah says the rice on when you put in your personal needs. There's no one sheet, it's a rice, but it's not a rice. It's a derabbanan we pass in the Rambam. The real mitzvah tefillah is, and I have a need. In Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of needs. This is one of the things why a person should be sensitive. And a person should be sensitive, but the sensitivity shouldn't bring him to the point of absence of being depressed and being broken. Forget. The sensitivity should always bring close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I spoke last night the 18th time for them of the childless people. And I told them, I was coming into very deep thoughts. Never, these people have to hear such a high madrigal, but Baruch Hashem, they're there, but they have no choice. This is the beauty. And I said, the whole relationship, this world with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to tefillah, to be tochen. This is the madrigal, the Gro. Which the Gro says, can see in the Tzayir in the Sur Kedesh Yisrim and Betchayin Hashem. That's all. The whole purpose of giving Tzayir Mitzvah is that you should put out a line to the Kodesh Baruch. That's all. The fish Iker Hakko, because the whole everything is Habitochen HaSholem. The full Bitochen, Ruklau Kalam, that's the point of the whole Mitzvah. Now, everything which you do has to lead us finally to the final reliance on Hashem 100%. And what brings us to the reliance on Hashem? The person trains himself that he's continuously davening, continuously asking. He says, I'm helpless. Hashem, I'm helpless. I'm helpless. Now, when Hashem gives something for somebody, he has everything. Panosa comes, sees the family, goes, everything goes, sees. Hashem says, I don't need you. But that person is much harder to be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. At least to connect the Shachar, Smicha, Maariv once in a while. Yeah, if somebody got sick, or, but 24 hours a day, when somebody is, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away an essential part of a person's life, a child, an empty home. It's a painful thing. And it says, why am I childless? And it's a 24-hour agony. Now, what does Hashem do? I need you. I want your company. The Yetayit Tzayim Hashem and Noich HaKishtak, accordingly. Davening, davening, davening. It's always just... So this makes that's the whole purpose of creation, to be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu 24 hours. It's an ongoing, continuous Torah. And we always see when you have a tremendous Torah, always has to show somebody a Torah falls on a Yid. Now, the Elach Yid becomes one piece of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Nishta Elach Yid, they don't want to doesn't know what the service is. He becomes depressed, can't do anything, can't daven, can't do mitzvahs, can't finish. That is the opposite. So we see every Torah does one of the two. Either brings it very close to Hashem, either totally alienates it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So told them, you listen to the 18th lecture, that to look at yourself, how much change took place in you, how much close you got to Hashem, how much really got to Hashem. Look, that's the whole purpose. Now, you're not only connected to Hashem, not to yourself. Through you, you're connecting Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the next thing. Because when a Jew is fulfilling Torah mitzvahs at the outmost, it's not only he individually made this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's an organ of Klal Yisrael, and that organ functions well. Energizes all the organism, wakes up all the other Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, we live in America, which the clip of America is Shibud HaDaas. What Shibud HaDaas takes your intellect and captures it. We are totally enslaved. The intellect is totally enslaved. We have a total misconception about anything and everything in Yiddishkeit. We're not talking about secular Judaism, we're talking about the Bnei Torah and the Chassidish Tehillim. We haven't got the slightest idea what Golus is, the Golus mentality, and Ashkofa. We haven't got the Shibud HaDaas. That's the fact of America. You could learn Torah in mitzvahs and say droshas, and you could do everything and anything. You haven't got the slightest little idea. And if you do have it, it's a matter of philosophy, but to live it 24 hours a day will be totally in contradiction of to be a 24-hour Ovid Hashem. Unfortunately, this is the Shibud HaDaas we live in. This. And that's what Mer Hashem Mashiach will come, will take us away, take us out of the Shibud HaDaas. But I'm just sure we're disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this representative. One of them is Gishlong, have no children. One of them is Gishlong with Panos, one is Gishlong with health, and one is Gishlong with this. And we feel totally paralyzed and helpless. And another thing is Hashem. And you come forward and you make it as a 24-hour job to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you reconnect with this Klal Yisrael. You're being energized through them. I told these ladies, you are the pipeline of Bitochen, of the finest thing that, and Bitochen means, as the Bitochen, relying on Hashem means that tefillah is a goal, is not a means. Not a means I'm going to get what I want. That the tefillah is the goal instead, that's a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to be connected with Baruch Hu, you have to be connected 100%. 100%. Just to bring it down, why do some people go to mikveh every day? Why do they go to mikveh? Very simple chat. Now, so you think it's a chassidish zach. It's not a chassidish zach. The Rambam says the whole effect of a mikveh is a chok. It's a statute. It's not logical. It's not physical. It's not like water, like physical cleanses a person. It's neshane mitumah letahara. It changes mitumah letahara. A person with stomach goes into the mikveh, comes out tohar. It totally changes. You know what tumah tahara means? It's unbelievable. A man who walks in this stage of tumah into the Beis HaMikdash, where you are koin with each kodesh, each truma, is chayav misa. He goes into this little pit of water in Teuvels. Not that it's not chayav misa, it makes a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to eat kodeshim. It's a mitzvah. So you could see what the dipping in that made that in that water is. What does it make? It makes it from a matzah, from chayav krisa, from misa. The Chayav Misa into a mitzvah situation. That's a chok. And the Rambam calls the main mikveh Mei Das, the water of wisdom. That means, just like water, that mikveh changes the stage of a man's Tumah Tahara, also it's cleanses his intellect. A man who is totally affected, is totally polluted, his intellect is polluted by the gut, by the street, by everything. Okay? When you go into the mikveh, your mind, your intellect gets cleansed. you have a different perspective, a different view, a different look on things. You das, that's what the Rambam says, it's made das. Now, when we go, why do we start by Shemen Esther? We put in the Shemoyne Esther Brochus and we start our personal tefillah. What is our first request? Adochayin and Odom Das, because that's tefillah. We want to put in the tefillah, we want to get connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want to dedicate our entire heart to Hashem. Yichud HaLeviv, Yichud HaMaisa LaKodesh Baruch Hu. So Yichud HaMaisa, get away, don't be active in any other thing for Shemen Esther. You close your eyes and you're standing and not being allowed. You really resign from all physical activities and disconnect yourself totally from the world, and you dedicate yourself, this is Yichud HaGuf. You give away your body to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is Yichud HaLev? You give away your brain. You're cleansing and cleaning out all the brain from all the bad stuff, and you make all the preparation to the Das, because through Das we get connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Das is Loshen Yidar Odom Eschavi Ishtar, Loshen connection. Only meditation. What is meditation? You think and think and think. You become one with the donkey. You become one with the Swiss Mishigas. That's meditation. You meditate with something to the point that you don't feel any physical pain. You got totally immersed with those things. This is Davana. Davana is a meditation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why would you say this about to a person meditating? So we are meditating 3 times a day. Shemesh is a meditation. You take away your goof, you relieve yourself from everything. I just sit down and do it like this. You do it a different way. And then you dedicate your entire Das. Now, if that's what you're trying to do in tefillah, obviously one of the most essential necessity before tefillah should be mikveh, because the Rambam said that's made das. You're totally cleansing your das until you're getting connected. That's the connection pipeline which we have to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, big tzaddikim used to go many times a day to the mikveh, used to go before mikveh, before ma'ariv, before everything which they've done, and they dedicate the needed kavana. So every time when they prepared for kavana, so there was a, and we know every kavana has a different different setup. So every time they changed from kavana to kavana, went to mikveh. We see it mamash in Kotchin. Those who eat chulun at the time of the Besamigdash, the Mushlakoin, Akoin, or anyone else, they had in the home Truma, they had in the home Maiserish, they had in the home Maisersheni, and they had chulun. And even the chulun was Altaras HaKoidesh, they ate it the same cleanses as Koidesh, and everything was Tohar. But the Maiser, I mean, you took, once in Altaras HaKoidesh, they took the Kelim, all the Kelim, everything was Tohar, it should be Tohar. So if the Tohar, the Kelim, it's according to be Tohar for chulun, you're not allowed to put in Maiser. Put in for Maiser, you're not allowed to put in Truma. Put in Truma, you're not allowed to put in Kotchum Kalam. Kotchum Kalam, you're not allowed to put in Kotchum Kotchum. So when you had it, when before you had to use a Koyim, in a Shabbat, you had to prepare food, you had Kotchum Kalam there, Shlomin, which was still Shnei Yom Belayla Echot, and his family was eating Shlomin, Kotchum Kalam, and that's your Kotchum Kotchum at Chatos. He couldn't put the same meat in the same plate. He could put the same plate in the same, he couldn't cook it in the same thing, unless he was tevil the keil l'shem kedushas kotshe kotshe. If he was tevil the keil l'shem kedushas kotshim kalim, that keil became only tevil kedushim kalim. Now, if all of a sudden you got a piece of chatas, you're not allowed to put it in the keil, that's the halacha. Why? Because the keil hasn't got the capacity, was not cleansed to hold the kedusha of kotshe kotshe. Why is it cleansed? It was just a mikveh. Yes, but you. The purpose of going to mikveh was that the kedusha is kotshim kalim, and one of the conditions of meidas of the water should really cleanse you is you need your kavana. To what you bring it? So we see a gvaldige zachi. The tefillah is not only you need kavana. If a person falls into the mikveh, the falls into the mikveh and by accident and gets up, the gavu kotshim is not a tefillah. It's not a tefillah. It's a machlokes lagavu chul lagavu isha. But it's not a tefillah because you need a kavanah. That's your preparation. That I want to be metohe. You know for what? Kotchim special. You have to know to what kedushas you need. So exactly, every tefillah says Chaim Volozhiner is avoided for himself. It's a tefillah for himself. Everything is avoided for himself. So unfortunately for us, that we just push buttons. Okay, so far one mikveh takes away all three of them, and maybe no mikveh. Maybe the mikveh fair even keep it also is enough for the whole year. Who knows? This is their thing. But they obey Hashem, just to serve Hashem, which for them, every avoider was a new avoider. Now I'm going to daven mikvah of today, which I never done before in my life. And I admire it. For them, was everything a new preparation. They did the mechamenes libam, they prepared themselves, they went to the meidas, the thing for shazach. It's everything is consistent with the mitzvah, with the reality of understanding it. And then it becomes a...
Interesting, if tefillah is a goal, then how can you not have kavanah? How could we Yotze, the regular tefillah without it. That's, unless that's going to only be a means.
No. That's the condition of the tefillah. Don't understand. That's the condition of the tefillah. Hey, let me ask you. What would you do if there's a very great tzaddik? Okay, no, it's not easy to get to him. You know, what would you do? You would use any kind of opportunity so I could make connection with him. He needs something. You need something. His brother needs something. Shana needs something. There's many needs. And then also there's a need. You run and then you have a company. What are you enjoying? You're enjoying fulfilling his needs and getting your needs done, and fulfilling your company. His company. That's the purpose. That's the goal. But you use this lackingness and this need, you use it as a means. That's exactly. Our lackingness, what we need, which we desire, and that makes us forward, that knocks on the door, this is our means. But once we get the Kodesh Baruch, of course, we discuss our what we lack. But that's not the goal. The goal is to be with you. That's the whole goal. If a man is tzaddikim, once they started to install, forget about why they came to begin with. They were so busy being with the Kodesh Baruch, they forgot, will you give it or not? But no, we have to. Our needs are the needs which brings us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But what is the goal being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, talking to him, pouring out your heart to him, talking to him. Will you give it, will you not? That's not the issue anymore. That's not anymore the issue. Now, how can you be so insensitive, also inhuman, not to care? And I said, because we have to talk, we know those things anyways in the hands of Hashem. I don't know really what is good and bad. What I do need to good and bad, my sensitivity is nothing more to bring me to Hashem. And that's the final goal, that's the final accomplishment. And that's absolute truth. It's not Madregas, I'm saying. That's absolute truth. By the way, the truth is Madregas. Living the truth is Madregas.
We've all had good feelings in our lives.
Hmm?
We've had good transfers. You know, once in a while you have a good one. So it's attainable. I mean,
if you could merge both together, that's adrabba.
That is the goal. I mean, you're making it sound like it's not the...
No. If you could merge it, fine. If you could put your personal things in the organized field, that's the most beautiful thing, because you're accomplishing both things simultaneously. The organized filler and the personal filler. That's the real goal. But I'm saying, but when people have... Today is time when couples of the they have small brains. You hardly could comfort it 1 second a stay. Okay, you know? How to tell them of the Chavrucha. Eile berecha ve eile besisim, ve nachem v'shem v'shem nafki. Heim akor v'foy v'nach v'kam v'yisoyim. Says, Eile, the goyim, if you want to see what's going around in the world, Eile berecha, we have to go with cows, v'shus nefrad and horse. Anachni, we want to know what's going on in the world. V'shem v'shem nafki, just mention, no yom ha-kodesh, boch ha-goshem v'esre. You're all over the world. You see everything. Heim o, those people have to ride around with caught them in a fall, they have accident, they fall, they get there. And after I come over, they're standing straight and be all over. We're not even sure it's policy. We know our weaknesses that we get to them. We fish a little bit after, hop a little bit here, hop a little bit. But to be so strong minded now, times of this, you could station when after 5 minutes and be mecham from beginning to the end. It should be mecham the first 3 brochas and the second and the last 3 brochas. And in fact, the spit from every brocha just to be. But the real, to be mecham totally is gewaldig. But if you're not mecham, you can't. We don't have 3 brochas. So, you know, I have a very busy mind, I'm paying my duties for lunch, I'm punching the. The one who's working on his experienced data processor, he makes his job pretty well. Maybe he doesn't enjoy his job, he hasn't got his personal connection with the printout. It just makes it very dry. But the printout is there just as well. Depends what the program is. That's what you have to remember. And we have to be sensitive to our personal connection. It's our personal skill.
Yeah, I think if you can daven better at home without a minion. I mean, you can really, you're not totally in a rush. You can daven better, or you can go to a minion and you're in a rush, you know.
I think I answered it to you. I mean, you could do both. You go to the minyan because organized field is chesher in the minyan. The printout of a minyan is different than printout in a private. And nobody could say that Adam so well I could be Masi. Once they used to be Ozdi Hashem, they used to be Emes Vigim Achavinim. And they beautified this organized field with a personal field with such a beauty. So they elected to give up on the benefit of Tzibur in order to get the benefit of his personal input. Who could say it today? Ah, you feel you could do it? Why can't you do both? Dam with Tzibur, and then go home and say Tillin. And repeat certain parts. But the Minshav, and that's Tzibur B'Yichad. Today in our times, Kel Kavel, Ayim, Atochesh, Tzibur, 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 Tzibur. This was also one of the reasons why Tzibur, the previous Tzibur, they were not so much with Tzibur. Because for them, Tzibur was everything a personal avoider, and the need is a chone to the personal avoider. And the chone is a part of Tzibur, and the start of this manner, a chone, and the loch is in Shechon Orech, that if you start filling this manna and it elapsed over this man, it's good. I mean, you could continue. So it was not filling this manna. They started taking all the sitchan and showing shachas with not filling. So for them, the shears, the preparation was a part already of filling. Then they started in time. Of course, those who sleep after filling after this man, till then start daven. It's nothing with nothing. Worthless. Those chazim shem used to get up early and used to daven, used to learn this filling, used to dedicate this, to meditate. To get the verse, this already they started to be mispalled as manna, and then they needed the high kavana, the personal kavana, to putting into the words, they put this person in the organized tefillah. But also, therefore, they were giving up on tefillah as manna, or they extended it, or they gave up on tefillah b'tzibur, and they don't wait till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was beautiful. They put in their own neshama, they merged their beautiful personal neshama's tefillah with the organized tefillah, which was an Anshe Knesset Gedola. Let's talk about it. If somebody could accomplish it, it pays wise to give up on tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah b'zmana. But now, times of today, since this is not available, and today, and I always say, the chutzpahness of the world, the technology world, is correlating with the ruchness of the world. Because today we do live in a computerized world. And as I say, you remember, you don't remember this, I do remember when we used to speak overseas 30, 40 years ago. It was a whole commotion. You used to say, hello, you used to keep me out. My friends, I spoke to my father, I remember, 36 years ago from America, so I went to America. And I went to Yeshiva, I spoke to America, I spoke to my father, and I heard him. Yes, the cable was there laying underneath the sea, underneath the ocean. I said, hello, there was a physical manual connection. And you screamed, yell better, you hate better, you did less, and I thought, like a manual. Today, somebody got to come, push the automatic button, one button gives you 10 automatic data, and you speak to the satellite remote, everything is remote controlled. Does anyone take credit? Some speakers will put in the commotion, put it to him. Like, you're Meshuggah, what are you doing here? You're talking Meshuggah, what are you doing? Every little child could talk. Exactly, it's with the tefillah. The organized tefillah, exactly. Peter's died. So the kid, Matzah, and screaming, and yelling, and shouting, and shocking. They put in the kavana there. It was like a manual connection, also it was programmed, also this alone was programmed, but still. In today's time, tefillah is like automatic button. Just push the button. Every little child makes the finest connection, clearly heard. Yakavon and Nishkavon, all the mice is gone. Just push the right number. That's all. Push the right number. And this is a very beautiful thing to be ready. That you say, Hashem, I'm saying, I'm shaking this with everything is loaded. Just say the right words, making the connection. Right away, this is Chazal. This is the tefillah. This is an organized tefillah. But to say you have to be dedicated to all the Mechaleh, what he speaks about now. But when he speaks, when he makes sure he creates and speaks, I'm a Bill Shoinoi. When he expects you personal things, there you need full dedication. There you can't have half jobs. I think this is the absolute truth. Moshkel is a oid. Chazal also compared to Evet Shobar Doinab Lebeisoi. A servant, his master came to his house. And the Evet told his wife and his children to do everything which you have to do about for the Melech. Who in this Evet, he went away. He went away to his disco, went away to his jogging trip, or went away to his basketball. He didn't do anything. He just let his wife and children prepare for his master. And his master was angry with the kibbutz kibbutz about this. He didn't accept at all the preparation. Giving back everything in his face, threw back everything in his face. Because I want your dedication. I come to you. I don't want you to take servants and your wife and children. They should prepare for me the house. I want you to prepare for me the house. You're sitting and playing basketball and you're letting your child play in the house. That's not the cover for me. Chen says, I'm inspired of one of the dams. Kishiliba matzfinerek minatzila. If his heart and his conscience is empty of the tefillah, he only sends his servants to do it. His mouth and his lips. Just because you move your mouth and I let you go your tape recorder and just doing with the answer, shuckling, Hashem does not accept it. You see what we say in the end of the tefillah, you also an Imre P, Hashem, accept the words of my mouth, the thinking of my mouth. If a person will be talking about the Yashua Hefei then or not? What? Is he talking about the Yashua Hefei now? That's the preferable thing. He's talking about it, yeah. But again, what he says, leaves the Moshe is really applied to your personal tefillah. Because we usually do put in our personal tefillah in Shemun Esrei. Therefore, we have to be very makbar, you know. Which I say, Vashmakolei, you say that, you know, in your video, you say that, but Panosa. And when it becomes like a natural part of tefillah, you say it automatically,
Wait a second. No. Everything else you could say automatically, but this is also automatic. That's a personal input. That's just only when your kavanah is there. If you say it all the time, it becomes like a part of tefillah. You have no right. That was not organized. It's your personal input. So therefore, it's not worthy to put in steady tefillahs, because when you put in steady tefillahs, you're defeating the purpose. Because this addition is used.
If you do that part better than you do the Rashi answer, is that a chisson?
No.
That's so bad. I did that part better than do everything else.
No, it's not a chisson, because the other part is still more worthy than this. I have a dish of mitzvah the right side, the other one is a mitzvah the rabbanon, and but the chilek is this is my accomplishment, and this other one is Chazal's accomplishment. But it's known, it's the right way to do it.
What's called personal tefillah then, if that's what you're saying, because it's written out for you, and it's like...
Yeah, but it's a personal, because you don't have to, like you daven for any, when you daven for the poor, you have to daven for yourself. Yeah. And then you put in, actually, you wrote and send the first shleimah for this is an extra tefillah. Now, if you say just like that, you're not machabim, you just threw out words, you were mafik and tefillah, in my opinion. It was mafik. He just went into a beautiful organized city, and he bought in some...
That's personal.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... Any words which is not in the context of tefillah, which you're coming in, which you're allowed to do, but you have to make sure you come in with 100% clarity. There you have to be all hard in it. If not, you better don't say it. I would call it, almost a hefsigin tefillah. It's mamish hefsigin tefillah. Because it's empty words, it's nothing. That's what he speaks to Chavisah. That's what your heart should be fully there. Now, real Elachayim, where they always put in the personal tefillah in the organized tefillah. So they never said, the Dhamma Shemin Esther such in every. So they didn't say any special tefillahs. But then the organized word became the personalized word. So that is Yirot and Imre Pivagalibi. That's what he supplies. So that's the preferable way of doing it. But if he can do it, we can. I say, why the original Shemin Esther doesn't have this extra tefillahs? It's one of the things which I feel a very big shortcoming, and I'm not trying to knock anything, but Adam Lalat with his father, with Bob Chubas, I see that with Chassidim has also the same problem, that so many tchinas and bekoshas and personal things had been added, all the erotas, all the shem yuchot, added, and it became a part of the structure, and that's a tragedy. Because all this addition has to be pure, Hashem built Hashem Lavada. But to make the time structure, so you don't know this and this and that. And it's all blabbing away like little children, like worthless things. That's the deficiency of the prat. You have to know what everything which you add, you have to be 100% there. And if you're not there, you're just talking, you don't know what you're talking, better don't talk, better don't say. If a person will think while he's davening, anything worldly things, b'muta which you're allowed to think, abos which you're not allowed to think, v'achim yachtan tfilosu, then is any tfilos, just v'hegel libel ufanech, accept my thoughts of my heart. What do you think? He just come from Hong Kong. He just
not to say it.
Where are you coming from? I was thinking, my God, it's a big embarrassment. She yitan that he should claim, she divinim elohov, he spoke with God, b'libel matzvura with his heart. B'libel valim, and the heart was not even there. Somebody walked out of Chemnitz and somebody walked out of Shalom Aleichem. He comes to the Far East. He went out there and then asked him, please take, accept me. Boy, and this is compared to one who's being said to Goy, I should tzedokah also. Like the nation which did tzedokah, but on the point of my bruch, Yomoid Odam Atma, a person should evaluate himself. If you could be Muhammad, you should daven. If not, Alice Pala shouldn't daven. See? A person has to evaluate if he cannot daven, it's not. If he can't daven, don't daven. Now, what does it mean? We don't want organized tefillah. Organized tefillah, you daven. See? On personal tefillah. Personal tefillah, so that's what I said before on tefillah. If I'm not in a mood to say tefillah, if I evaluate and say my head is not with me, I'm not davening tefillah. I have to be there in order to say tefillah. But not Shemin Esser. Omer Rebbeleze Vishal Pitirosoi. At the time when he passed away, told his Talmidim, "Asher tzivu lo Talmidim, if he commanded to tevet so his Talmidim, because at the mispalele when you daven, do this from your don't know from whom you mispalele." Omer Akos Apostle says, "Hikon liklas alechecho Yisrael, prepare yourself to your God Yisrael." Means prepare, make yourself available, empty out your old shmutz and give it over. If Omer says, "Chaver lochar Rebbe spoke to Altar Tzilos Kukva," don't make your tefillah keva. Don't make it tefillah like organize a program. Don't program your personal tefillah. Make it happen. Now, obviously, we said Shemin Esther all our tefillah is organized tefillah. So
the Chazal really mean to say, don't take the organized tefillah and maintain it in an organized way, they're to put in Rak Mitachmim Lishnah Mokam. Okay? But if you don't do it, then it comes, your personal tefillah at least, that definitely don't make it. Then you're stopping davening in Bechlal. You're not davening, you're not making it in the Sefer Bechlal. One of says this, Atev Olai Nafshi. In my... This is Loshen Tfilah, Loshen Tfilah Oni Kiyata. When I heal my nefesh in the Tfilah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oman, Niso Levoveine El Kapoyim. Let's lift our heart on El Bashamayim to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is really Tfilah when our entire being, our entire presence is all in elevation and all submerged in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, only connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is really Tfilah. So when David Mela says, Vani Tfilah, I am a piece of tefillah, actually that's the thing it should be. Therefore we saw by many tzaddikim, he didn't feel any emotions by the tefillah. They were totally indifferent.
Emotion.
Yeah, any emotion.
No emotion.
They were indifferent in tefillah, in this way, like look at tefillah, either. They were totally, because they were always, I mean tefillah, they were always in a state with the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This was almost like, and if sometimes they become emotional, sometimes they are put in, sometimes they are things, then it wasn't the organized tefillah, it was more the personal tefillah. It was a certain need, a certain thing, a certain personal expression which they had to invent with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the expression together jointly with the organized tefillah was really great people. Lamed Shvocha Shel Ahara Shel Oishina. Anna Koyme, it is a gewaldig avoid, one of the biggest avoiders, Shel Chor Oyme the Doiret. Was that look at Sanedus, Balois for Sanedus. Lighting the candle was the highest achieved, accomplished avoider which was ever done. Because that was, every time he lighted the candle, he lighted it, according to Sanedus, all the Nishmas he saw, Atsof Karadoidus. Atsof Karadoidus. Imagine what kind of Mishnah Hanna Koyne had on a daily basis. And Melamed Shvokh Shalahara comes to Perez Shalashina, he was indifferent to this high accomplishment. Same, this was just like putting on film, just like I said, this was famous. Just like any other mitzvah. It was Sikshat means that he belittled the greatness. No, the opposite. He upgraded a little. He was 24 hours in a matzah of connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you know, everything is programmed, everything is done. I'm used to control and pushing buttons all day long. And now, if the mission is accomplishing that this shoots up the rocket into to the space, and this one is doing some other things, I do the same. I push this button, push this button. He's indifferent to it because he doesn't take credit. He's in one big mission. Says I need tefillah. I'm a walker. I'm a one piece of tefillah and a one piece of big accomplishment. That's what we're doing. And that actually should be the attitude of all of us. Father, you have to be very, very great person. Very, very great person that you could be the kind of tefillah 24 hours a day. And when it comes to do the organized tefillah, when you connect yourself with Avraham, with Yitzchak, with Yaakov, with David HaMelech, and then you merge the both avoiders, you take your personal tefillah with Avraham Avinu's tefillah, and then it becomes doubled up, and then you're boiling. Then you have to be a very great person.
You have thousands of meditators who are trained to do it. I mean, they train themselves, and they can stay focused on something, and every word is a. And then, why can we train ourselves? I mean,
First of all, you have to understand one thing. You have to understand. When they meditate, and they could train themselves, but then they disconnect themselves from everything else. Here, Hashem says, don't disconnect from everything. Meditate while you're eating a steak. Meditate right. While you're doing shopping. Meditate while you're talking to somebody and laughing at somebody to make the other one to feel good. They say, why can't we? That's a difficult job.
But then you have both.
It's easy to get away from everything and meditate with Hashem if you train yourself. So all of a sudden you escape your body, you escape everything. Hashem doesn't want you to escape your body. Hashem wants you to remain a normal person. He wants you to think about simple daily mundane things and put in a Kodesh Baruch Hu over there. Be a normal as normal, be smiling, be happy, be nice and be good and be friendly, and nobody should see on the outside anything of you, and all inside if you're meditating with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now that nobody has. Nobody has. This is a body which is as demanded from us. This is David Melech said. David Melech was hello, Chosrani. What did he do? He was paskening the hatir ishel abayla. He was busy with parnos, busy with milchomis, busy with malchus, with everything. And what was tefillah ma'aser? Ani tefillah. There was a piece of tefillah connected to Kodesh. Tefillah came in Saudi. It became one connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And all these little greedy things which he had was a means to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I need this. Every day they nudge him. Jews need panos. Why did he nudge him? And every day he told them what he told them. Because every time when they talk about tefillah, say, a new tefillah, a new need. This is what the Rebbe used to be. They didn't want to go to the Rebbe and tell the Rebbe something happened. They didn't want to make the Rebbe feel bad. The Rebbe used to be angry. When the old Rebbe said, never mind, you just come to me. Because you don't realize every need which a Jew has and comes to Rebbe gives a new chance for the Rebbe to be misfollowed, to come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's tefillah. That's the whole purpose. We should run away from problems. If you have to know problems, we need to get much closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Good day.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.